There are just a few key things that are helpful to know before you start. In order for the Kerberos system to locate you correctly, you must enter your legal name, as it is written on your hire letter or email, and you will need your MIT ID, a 9-digit number which also will be in the letter or email. If the name in your hire letter is not your correct legal name, you'll be able to change it later, but for the purposes of creating your Kerberos account now, you will need to use what is written in the letter. You can select your own Kerberos username. The only requirements are that it can be no longer than 8 characters and must be unique. That is, nobody else at MIT is already using it. Most people choose a form of their name, such as first initial and last name, or something similar. Keep in mind that once your Kerberos username has been created, it is permanent and cannot be changed. After selecting a name, you'll choose a password. Passwords can be changed at any time, but strong passwords, those that use a combination of letters, numbers, and symbols, are always recommended.